And even more exciting things happening here locally. The Indiana men's soccer program is celebrating their 50th year of existence. On Thursday, last week, May 11th, 1973, the sport of soccer was an official varsity sport, and we will tell that story all weekend long, starting tonight with a little reception and get-together at the IU Auditorium, and then a big dinner tomorrow night. And joining me live on the telephone is my co-MC, the voice of soccer on the Big Ten Network. It is my great friend Dean Linke. Hey, what are you doing?
Glass, great to be with you, man. Have you ever thought about glass half full, dude? You're a positive guy. I think glass half full for your name, for your show, would be great.
I like that. But you know what, Dean? If you listen long enough, they're pretty sure the glass is full. It's completely, completely full. Hey, you're in town. You're going to join me, and we are going to be honored to put together and paint the picture of 50 years of one of the most prestigious and famous college programs in any sport. This is going to be pretty cool.
Oh, it's going to be beyond cool, because not only are they one of the best, if not the best, they do everything with such a high level of class and excellence. I mean, when I think of Indiana soccer, I think of dignity, class, and excellence, and I think you probably do too.
And I think they have great choices and taste and MCs for their big events as well. Bringing us in. And for those of, that have recognized and have heard your voice, you've been on the Big Ten Network doing soccer since 2007. Heck, you did the first game ever on the Big Ten Network, but it was the second game that some of these fans listening to our program this afternoon might remember if they weren't at Armstrong Stadium.
Yeah, no, it was a great honor to do the first game. That was West Virginia and Ohio State, but it was a bigger honor to do Indiana and UCLA, you know, two of the titans, particularly in 2007. Indiana's continued its dominance. UCLA's had a little peaks and valleys, but to be in the crowd, they actually put the broadcast booth in the crowd, and at the time it was the biggest crowd ever. I think maybe they've had a couple crowds, glass, since then that have beaten it, but I did it with Mike Clark, one of the all-time greats at Indiana, and Indiana got the win 1-0 over UCLA, and it was the day after Michigan lost to App State, which is the, you know, the official launch of the Big Ten Network. Yeah, it's kind of like launching a weather station and having an ice storm that same day.
Appalachian State beat Michigan in overtime at the Big House to welcome the world to the Big Ten Network. And you've had some great local partners, whether they've been Indiana University soccer players or broadcasters. Chris Doran used to do the morning show here 100 years ago.
Yeah, I love Chris Doran. I still keep in touch with Chris Doran. I worked with Chris Doran for 15 years of the 17 at the Big Ten Network, and would love to have the opportunity to join him again in the booth. But we remain close. When I am in Columbus, Ohio, as you know, he's the voice of the crew on the radio. I always stop by and see his lovely wife. And he's a legend around here as well. I mean, he's an Indiana Soccer Hall of Famer as well, and certainly we'll miss him this weekend. But he's part of the family too.
Well, he has he's working this weekend. That's why he's not going to be there. And he is hell is real, the MLS Ohio Derby with Columbus and FC Cincinnati. So that knocks out my great friend Pat Noonan from the proceedings as well.
Yeah, Pat Noonan. Of course, you know, Roman Celentano will be there. You know, as Patrick Doody would say, in the history of everything, Roman Celentano is one of the all-time greats. So, I mean, there's great Hoosiers everywhere, as you know, Glass. You've been in the middle of all of it for so long, and you do such a great job.
Well, in the TV world, you and Chris made me feel welcome when I was doing the internet broadcasting back in those days before we had BTN Plus and the great students in the IU Media School that picked up and ran with that. So it's fun to have watched it evolve. But you've had Indiana partners. I borrowed one of your partners for the 2012 National Championship, the professor Chris Monroe.
Yeah, he's amazing. You know, he is such a bright guy. I'm not going to lie. Like, he always gets there early, and he is always working, and I can kind of feel the electricity sort of buzzing around him, Glass. And when I walk into the broadcast room, the IQ level goes down like 200 points because he's so bright. But then he also has a wit that can cut you like a knife, right? So he's bright and witty, and I think that combo is just fantastic on the air. So he's one of them. I'll let you set up the other one.
Well, of course, Patrick Doody, you've mentioned as well. And when we were doing the 2012 run, and it was always comedy to say, well, there's duty all over the field. Well, from his left back position, that's absolutely true. And it was his cross to the back post for Eric Zavaleta, who headed it down to Nikita Kotloff. Well, that's a moment in time we won't forget. But Dean, that's one of the eight championships. We get to talk about all the championships coming up this weekend. How excited are you for all of this?
Oh, I'm super fired up. You know, I do want to touch on the dudes, though, because I remember we were in a jam, and I reached out to him and said, hey, what do you think? And he's like, well, he actually was supposed to be going to Bloomington for another Indiana soccer event, as this family is so tight, as you know. And he's like, all right, I'll do it. And he walks in. He doesn't have a pen, doesn't have a roster, doesn't have anything, but he's got those beautiful blue eyes and those handsome looks, and he pulled it off. But I got to tell you, Glass, and I think you know this, just being around these Indiana soccer players, the moment after that game was done, he went to work, and I think each and every year he's become a better and better broadcaster because, like everything from Indiana, he cares about what he's doing, and it's been so fun to work with him.
Yeah, that work ethic installed from that program, it takes you wherever you need to go later in life. Both Patrick and Chris will be there. Mike Clark will be there as well. Who am I missing? That's three Hoosiers you've broadcasted with, and we know Chris didn't play here, but any other players I'm missing?
No, I think that's all the Indiana lot. But, you know, there have been quite a few good ones through there. Obviously, the man I worked with the longest is Chris Doran, and I'm glad that you're still keeping in touch with him. And like you said, he's got a big call this weekend.
Huge, huge, huge. And that's that's the tough part about this weekend is you would love to have time stop and have everybody stop what they're doing and come in. But we're very fortunate, those who have made the time to do it. We've got a great celebration starting tonight at the auditorium. We'll have some fun with the guys there. And then tomorrow night, we'll really dive into the history. We're talking about first club players ever. We're talking about how the club team became varsity. We're going to have a chance to interview some great folks as well. It's going to be a spectacular, spectacular night. A celebration of soccer and a celebration of this program.
Oh, incredible. And I mean, the numbers are ridiculous, right? You know, you're talking about celebrating 50 years, and they've been to 22 college cups in those 50 years. College cups, that's the Final Four. They won 8 national championships. They won 17 Big Ten regular season titles, 15 Big Ten tournaments, 11 Big Ten doubles.
Keep going,
three
keep going.
Trebles,
don't
47
stop now.
NCAA tournament appearances, 36 straight NCAA tournament appearances, an overall record of 806, 192, and 115. Nobody has been better. And in the NCAA, they have 100 wins. And obviously, we were hoping they were going to get their 100 first against Syracuse. But you know Glass better than ever that they're going to be back, and Todd's going to bring home that ninth star real soon.
That national championship, that college cup this year will be in Louisville, right down the road. Might be a couple red shirts down there if Indiana can find a way back. That would be their 23rd. The other amazing part of that 22 college cups or Final Fours, they've played in the title game 17 times. 17
yeah.
times in the title game. It's mind-boggling. We are going to introduce captains. We are going to talk about national team players. We are going to talk about all the pros in attendance as well. And you know what? I started this, and I'm going to tell a little bit of this story over the weekend, Dean, as a fan, and having a chance then when Todd came back to take the job to work for the program as the PA announcer and to do some of this radio stuff. And now I'm back as a fan again, but kind of working. There is one thing in my business that I tell all my listeners, I am completely biased about IU men's soccer. If you're coming here for a journalistic review of IU men's soccer, you can just turn it off and go somewhere else, because I can't get it out of my system any other way.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and I've thought a lot about that as, you know, being here this weekend and being on campus. And you know, Glass, I don't know about you, but, you know, I wanted to be Todd Yeagley on the field, right? I wanted to be a great athlete, and I realized very quickly that I wasn't. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the next best thing? And that is telling the stories of great athletes. And I feel like you do the same thing. I've listened to your work. You call what you see, and you call it from your heart. So I don't call that bias. I call it, you know, calling it from your heart. And, you know, what I see out there is what I already mentioned. I see greatness. I see excellence. And I like to, you know, bring that to words and bring it to life on TV. And because of that, I actually don't call it a bias. I just call it a matter of fact. I mean, they're just flat right. out legit. And every time they roll the ball out there, they're flat out legit. And every time they roll out the ball, it's pure joy for me doing something that all I've ever wanted to do, right, from a young age when I realized I couldn't be a great athlete like Patrick Doty and some of the other, you know, great athletes that you've already mentioned. So for me, it's not a bias. It's just a matter of fact. I mean, Indiana is the best, and because of that, I don't think there's any bias there. I just think it's a fact.
Those are true statements. They're very true statements. What's the great flag from my club, Manchester United? Something about not bragging, just facts, something like that. Just it's something in that realm. Dean Linke is my guest this afternoon. He has been involved with the Women's World Cup teams. He has been involved with the Olympics, Major League Soccer, you name it, he has done it. And the voice and face of soccer on the Big Ten Network. And you will see how many. Did they tell you before the season starts how many Big Ten games you're going to do, or do you just wait for them to shuffle the cards and when the schedule? I know the Indiana schedule comes out next Wednesday, so I don't know if that's a big day in your world.
Yeah, no, it's usually a little bit later, around July or so. But you know, obviously, looking forward to what will be, I think, my 18th season on the Big Ten Network, you know, counting 2007. So pretty fired up about it. I will say I think it's going to be a lot. I hope it's going to be a lot because I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. And I will say this, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, grateful to be here. And when Todd called me, I was like, yeah, you know, I'd love to do it. But as I was saying, I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to be open because I'm like you, Glass. I like to work, you know, so I'm working every weekend. And I'll tell you, God works in great ways because I was wide open and here I am with you. And I can't wait for tonight. I can't wait for the whole weekend.
The birthday boy, you crammed your birthday in. You had a huge weekend last weekend. It's funny how this works, and it's amazing. When Todd called me, he doesn't call often. It's usually a text for something. And when he called me, I'm like, oh, well, okay. It was right. I think it was right before I was getting ready to go on the air at 3 o'clock, like I do every Monday through Friday. And he brought this scenario up with you and I hosting the 50th event. And what did he think I was going to say? well, let me check. No, of course I'm going to do it. That was one of the greatest phone calls ever. So, yeah, like you.
Well, it's well deserved. I mean, you are, and I know I'm going to sound like a sycophant, but I'm not. I mean, Glass, you are revered over there as somebody that is part of the family. And, you know, you were kind of joking about calling it a bias, but I mean, you're part of the family. You're part of these 50 years. And so it's an honor to be on the stage with you, my man.
Oh, you're too kind. Dean Linke, the voice, paid spokesman here on the Glass in the Afternoon program. the check is in the mail. So tonight we'll have some fun with the boys. We'll tell some jokes, tell some stories. We'll hear from the family. We know you refer to him as the godfather, Jerry Eagley of college soccer. How can you not? You just told us a lot of those numbers. We'll have some fun. We'll get a little bit more formal tomorrow night. So I'm just excited to see all the faces. Thankfully, everybody's going to have name tags on because you and I are used to jersey numbers and everything else, not what they look like in the wild. So it'll be great to rekindle some of these older friendships, newer friendships, and everything in between. Thanks for making time for us today, my man. I'll see you in about 20-25 minutes or so.
It'd be my honor. Thanks for having me on, Glass.
You're the best, Dino. Dean Linke, the voice, the face. We got TV guy, radio guy. TV guy, there's the radio guy. A little ham and cheese. We'll have a little omelet. We'll ham and egg it through all the weekend and have a great time and have fun with it. So we thank Dean. He's in town with his lovely wife. He did have a birthday this week. He had his son's graduation last weekend. Him fitting this into his schedule is bigger than what he's letting on to by far. And then making time for us this afternoon is fantastic.